Fayez, the author of this report from the Centre for Independent Studies. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why are people so unhappy? 40% is a lot.
It is a lot. Look, if 40% didn't like their Uber, then that would get them off the road.
Right. So how do we... You're saying one of the recommendations could be that you just free it up and people should be able to send their kids to whatever school they feel fits them the best?
Look, absolutely. And people... there certainly shouldn't be have government in the place of mandating where and where parents can and can't send children. But, we have a right in a free country to make a choice about what would be best fit for a child and for a family.
Glenn, wouldn't there be absolute chaos under this system that you're proposing, though?
Look, not at all. We already have many parents that choose to choose a school that's not their local school.
Mm-hmm.
And most parents, it turns out, aren't travelling considerably longer when they don't go to their closest school anyway. Many parents, even if they don't choose the closest school to home, are travelling for around 10 to 20 minutes.
Right. How hard is it to rort the system now? In other words, we've got pretty rigorous standards here where if you live in a particular suburb, you've got to be able to prove that you're residing in the area to go to that school. How much of that is actually, you know, worked out with relatives and friends for them to say, well, the child's living with this person within the catchment area?
Well, we hear anecdotes all the time about families going to extreme lengths, and that can be renting a property for a period of time just to make it into particular catchment areas. And we shouldn't have a system that encourages parents to have to change addresses or pack up shop to move just to pick a school that's preferred for them.
Yeah, but Glenn, I'm struggling to see how your system's going to work. If it was open slather, open choice, then we know that there'll be some schools with virtually no kids in them at all, and the other more popular schools, the ones that are considered the better of the government schools, they'll have 2,000 kids trying to get in.
And all the more reason that there needs to be attention placed to those schools that aren't delivering for students. That if a school is underperforming, then we have to ask the question of, well, why would we want more students going there? That's only, all that does is deny them the best chance of learning.
But what chance have you got of learning well if you've got 2,500
Well, there won't be 2,500 There'll be a cap on it. Glenn, thank you for your time this morning. Well, you can only get so many students for health and occ health and safety reasons into a school.